Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Well, how are you, BTN News listeners? Welcome to your Monday edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It's the 13th of November, 2017. All the best technology news that did happen over the weekend will be coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. Well, the iPhone 8. I don't know how well it's selling or not, but this may be a good indication. Production is about to go down a little bit. How much is a little bit? Well, about 50 to 60%. At least this is according to our main man Ming over there in China. Now, the main speculation to this is probably has something to do, of course, with the iPhone 10 now being out. And from what we heard from Mr. Tim Cook about the iPhone 8 Plus, that it's the best-selling Plus model that Apple has ever put out. Now, for all you iPhone 10 lovers out there that still haven't got your phone yet, don't worry, there's supposed to be a 35 to 40% increase in production. And they're really going to start revving that up coming in the new year. Which makes you wonder, maybe that's why the iPhone 8 Plus is doing rather well in sales. Then again, maybe it's because the iPhone 10 is too freaking expensive. Hey, speaking of the iPhone 10, maybe here's another reason why the iPhone 8's doing so well. You know that Face ID that's on the iPhone 10? Yeah, it looks like it might be crackable. Some security researchers over at B-Cave, I guess that's how you say it anyways, have seemed to have found a way to crack Face ID. Now, funny enough, the researchers didn't go for, like, detailed accuracy when it came to the face. They focused more on the deep mapping technology. So as you can probably guess, there was a lot of 3D printing involved in their face model. In fact, they said all in all together, they spent about $150 in supplies, though not including that 3D printer. Now, if you want to check it out for yourself, it is available over there on YouTube, of course. They do have a full demonstration of how their fake face opens up Face ID. What they don't show you, though, is how many times it took to get it to open up. The woes of the Pixel 2 XL continue for Google. We started off with some screen burn-in. Yeah, never a good thing. Lots of people said there's a bluish tint on my phone screen. Now we've got more problems. Apparently the screens are not freaking responding. At least that's what was posted over there on the Pixel 2 community website. Lots of people are revealed they're having issues getting their phones to register touches near the edges of the screen. In fact, the funny thing is most users are saying, hey, I can swipe around all I want. But when it comes to those detailed little touches, yeah, it's a no-go. Now, believe it or not, Google, yeah, they're aware. And they promise a software fix is coming. Though that's all we've heard from Google. It's coming. We don't really know when. And finally, smartwatches. Oh, aren't they great until you have to charge them? Which, in case of the Apple Watch, it's there for a freaking day. Would be nice if somebody would develop something, I don't know, that could hold a longer charge. Plus, have the convenience of not having to find an outlet all the time. Well, enter the Power Watch. Yes, the Power Watch actually harks back to last year. That's where we saw an early prototype of this thing, which is now making its way, as you probably guessed, to crowdfunding. So what makes this watch so special? Well, you slap the thing on your wrist, and it charges. How? Through your body heat. Though I have to be said, I don't really know how much of this is actually a smartwatch. They say it actually can keep track of your steps, your fitness activity, that kind of stuff. It's got a basic LCD screen, which by the way is low powered, duh. You can also set the time and set alarms too on the watch. In fact, the founders of the Power Watch say you can actually keep this thing running for up to 12 months, even if you don't wear it. Really? So let me get this straight. We can set the time, and we can set alarms, and the LCD screen is subpar. And we get 12 months of battery life. Huh, sounds like a watch from 1984. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. TheBritishTechNetwork.com is our official website for our podcast, blog, and review sections over there. Why don't you do yourself a favor and go type it in and check it out right now. We're also on the social media platforms, Facebook and Instagram at British Tech Network. We're on Twitter at British Tech. I'm on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. And, of course, our BTN community over at our Slack room. Come be a part of it. You can do it at BritishTech.slack.com. The new show will be back with you for your Tuesday edition. We'll be getting caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, have yourself a nice Monday. And thank you very much, as always, for listening.